You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Hey guys, this is Jared Funari. When I'm not working on music, I like to listen to Electrical Language.
Hey, it's Scarborough here with Electrical Language number 208. And for this week's podcast, I'm pleased to say that we're joined by a special guest co-presenter. So welcome. Please introduce yourself.
Hi, Gabor. This is Melinda from Sopron.
And of course, you joined us for Electrical Language number 169 sometime last year. Once again, you've chosen all the music, haven't you? And we're going to start, as always, with an instrumental. So what is it that you've chosen, Melinda?
This is an instrumental song by Like You Be from Austria, and the song is called Exosphere.
Thank you.
that mix was very good, I think, and I'm very pleased to have me on the podcast again. I enjoy the last year show very much, and the three songs, let's talk about the three songs you have been played, and that was an instrumental song and two other songs with female vocals. And firstly, you have heard Like You Be. This is a one-man project from Klagenfurt in Austria. Thomas Wolf is behind the name Like You Be. And I think he plays very well-textured electronic music. And you can find this album, his album from 2004 on SoundCloud for free. Hope Gabor will put on the link.
Yes, I've got all the links. So everyone, if you go to electricallanguage.co.uk and find the show notes for podcast 208, you'll find all the links. Sorry, Melinda.
And this is from the album Distant Birds of Light. And as I learned, Thomas works with about 20 another musicians to found a new jazzy project. It's called The New Lane.
Okay. And then that went into the second song was one that I think had a very bedroom feel to it.
Yes. It's a man-female duo by... This was a song by Alexis and Alexander. And I think that the song to them is a perfect summer song for summer evenings. And I just found that song on cdbaby.com by accident. And... so I don't know much about its background, but anyway, the musicians live in the USA, and so far they have put out 6 releases together. They are Joe Alexis Bronstein and Richard Alexander from Portland, Oregon and Los Angeles.
And the third song?
The third song was by an excellent female vocalist, cellist and singer-songwriter and designer, so she is many-sided. She calls Helen Arlock, and you can hear her ident in the podcast today. And she comes from southwest Sweden, and this song, Fragile Me, Fragile You, was from her excellent EP, All Dirty Hound. And this EP is fantastic. I have a physical format for physical CD, and I just suggest everybody to buy it on CD Baby or directly from Helen Arlock. You can find the links on the MySpace page, and the video for this song is also very nice. It's very simple but cute, as Helena draws with crayon on the concrete. Okay. Check it on YouTube.
Now, as I said at the beginning, you found all the music, and just looking at it, I think we've got several songs, a few from the USA and a few from all over Europe. We've already heard Austria and Sweden, and the song we're about to play, the one that's fourth on our playlist, Melinda, is it's a band from Romania, isn't it? So can you tell us what we're about to hear next?
Next song will be Pink Balloons by Kum. They are from Transylvania, exactly. And the band is based in Kolozsvár, and there is Kovács in the band. Kovács András plays piano and synth.
Excellent name.
And Pink Balloon is from their latest album, Far From Telescope. As I see, Kum is very popular in Romania. They are a popular rock band.
Right. Okay, so shall we? Yeah, we'll play the song now. So this is Kum with the song Pink Balloon.
From being with you, enjoy the dead space between me and you. I'm just trying to keep the sand out of my eye, trying to keep the sand out of my, trying to keep the sand out. Try to break my legs, my dancing.
That was Pink Balloon by Kum, as I said, chosen by my co-host today, Melinda, all the way from Sopron in Hungary, who's joining me today by Skype. Melinda, How do you find the time to listen to and choose all these all this music? I know as a podcaster, it's very demanding on time. So how do you do that?
I love podcasting. I love co-hosting with you because it's excellent and very exciting, and I have the time for it because I love this. And
but you know, because looking for finding all the music does take a lot of time, doesn't it?
Yeah, but I don't mind it because, as I said, I love it, and I find most of new music on Last.fm or cdbaby.com. They are really good sources for that aim.
And the next one was Jared Funari, who recorded the you kindly persuaded him to record the little ident right at the beginning of the podcast. So would you tell us a bit about him and his song?
Jared Funari, or Funari, is from New York, and he is a singer-songwriter. As he said, he spent all his time with music in his studio, and he just released an excellent album, which is called You Are the Sun. And I think if you like Coldplay, you must buy it. I know you don't like it, but that's why I choose this song, Tidal Wave, because it's less Coldplay-like song. It's much more like Radiohead, I think.
Well, that's very kind, because yes, anyone who's listened to the podcast for a while will know that I've got an allergy to Coldplay, I think it is. Anyway, yes, there's something about that band, but other people seem to like them, including yourself, of course. So there we are. But no, this is a really good song. This is I can't quite decide. It's one of the three best songs in this list. I mean, they're all very good, but it's I think it, you need different moods or something, but in certain moods this is my favorite song, and in others, well, it's others, but it's really good. So so what's the song we're going to play?
The song is Tidal Wave. It's called Tidal Wave.
Just
Excuse me, any chance of shutting the door down there? Please. Thank you.
Right. Sorry, that didn't work.
Right. Okay, now we're going quite well. Yeah, so that was Tidal Wave by Jared Funari. As I said, excellent track. Really enjoyed it, despite the fact that he doesn't sound like Coldplay on that one. The photo, Melinda, that we're using for the graphic for Electrical Language 208, you found that, and that's taken from a fairly famous place in Hungary, isn't it? So why don't you tell us a little bit about it, or tell all the listeners?
This picture was taken by Dolig Balaton in Hungary, and I found it on the internet, but I chosen it because there is a very good mood, a summer mood, and a nice silhouette on there, and the sunset is very beautiful on this picture.
I was trying to, for some reason my keyboard isn't responding, but I was trying quickly to do a search and call up on the computer, a map of Lake Balaton, because I wanted to remember the name of the place where my aunt has a house on the eastern side of the lake, opposite Tihanyam and Balaton Fured, but a really and south of Siafok, which is I think famous for an annual festival, but I really can't remember the name of the place for the life of me, so I was hoping to find a map. But it's the largest lake, isn't it, in Europe? And
yes, it is.
And it's I suppose where a lot of Hungarians go for their holidays and leisure, because they've no access to the sea.
And there are a lot of tourists there.
Yes.
Germans and Austrian people.
Right. So yes, that's the photo that you found for us. You've also found for us a song by a Hungarian band, haven't you?
Yes, I have actually. You might remember I've chosen a Hungarian band for the last year's joint podcast. So I decided to pick one for Electrical Language 208 as well. And this will be Yasya. To be exact, Yasya isn't a band, it's Ivana Prot's nickname. She is a young, talented lady who comes from the Ukraine. The band around her has a really wide instrument equipment. Guitars, beatbox, even a chapman stick, which is unusual and is very close to the world music. They are currently working on their first LP. Yasya has an own program on Fuzio Radio. This is a local radio station in Budapest. This is broadcasted and also can be heard online at fuzioradio.hu. Yasya's program is called East Travel, so it's highly recommended for lovers of world music.
The song by Yasya that you've chosen, well, I'll let you introduce it.
This song is called Down the Here, and this isn't the original version. It's a slowed-down version. The original is much more vivid.
Precious words. your eyes and then say goodbye. Walking down the hill to think for a while. Falling on my knees to tell you the truth. But you've just lonely blue. Lonely blue. Lonely, lonely blue.
Well, those were two excellent songs, Melinda. Thank you very much for all of the hard work in, as I say, in finding them and getting the artist's permissions to play things. So the second one was Nancy McGarrill, Dancing with Ghosts. Would you like to tell us, you know, how you found her and about Nancy and why you chose that music?
I received a friend request on MySpace from Nancy McGarrill, and I just typed in her name in my browser, and I must say this is the probably best and the oldest song in this selection, because it has released in 2002, 8 years ago, and this is a title song of her album, and she is also multi-sided as Helena Harlock, because she is also a designer. She designs hand-painted t-shirts, and you can see them on her page, nancymagaria.com.
When you sent that to me, I listened to it several times, and I thought, this really reminds me of something else, and I was sure it was something else that I had played on the podcast before, but then actually it was only earlier today that it struck me what it is, and it's not something I've played on the podcast. Do you know Kirsty MacColl?
No, I don't know.
She's an English singer who died a few years ago in an unfortunate boating accident, but she had a song called In These Shoes. So go away and afterwards find it on Last FM. I'll send you an email just to remind you. But that was the thing that struck me of. Because you know what it is, you listen to a song, you think, there's something in this that reminds me of something else. And very often when that happens...
Yes, several times.
And very often when I have that impression, the similarity isn't obvious to everyone else, but who knows what people think. I agree with you. That's another of the songs that I would have said was in the three favourite ones of mine in this, but they're all really good, so I don't want to knock anything else. Right, back over to Europe and to the Czech Republic for the next song.
Yes, back to the Czech Republic. This is Yesternight by Mierica, and you can hear a boy and a girl singing in this song, and I like it a lot. And Nierika's label, Piper Records, sent me a very kind email to grant permission to play this, and I just was curious what Nierika means, and I found that this is a form of spiritual art used by the Huichol people. The modern Nierika consists of pieces of colored yarn affixed to a round or square backing. So it's a kind of art.
Which people did you say?
No, I don't.
Sorry, you said the Nierika is a name from of the type of art used by
Huichol people.
So, and where are they from?
I think Southern America or something like that.
Right, now just interested, and obviously these conversations take funny little turns at times. So this is Yesternight by Nierika. Yeah, very interesting song. I like this one too.
I woke up yesterday at night, and I felt like I could die. The leaves were falling down outside, like the wings of the butterfly. Looking through the window, I was waiting for the sun. You were sleeping in my bedroom, I was staring at the sky. Barefoot at midnight, I was talking to the stars. And if you think that I'm crazy, you may shoot me to Mars.
better. Such moments make me smile. I was taking a walk in heaven for a tiny little while. Such feelings make me happy. Such feelings make me blue. I still cannot believe that I was kissing you. But when you said good morning, that everything was clear. Like the water in the river, like the fire.
Right, so there it is. Yesterday Night by Njerika, which we both agreed is an excellent song. I'd just like to say, Melinda, I mean, as I said before, I think your English is very good, because I'm sure it must be rather more effort for you than it is for me. So thank you very much. And if anyone else listening out there, you know, whichever country you're from, if you'd like to try something like this, to find a few songs and host the podcast in a conversation with me, co-present it with me, I'd love to do that. I'd love to hear from you. So you know, please get in contact. If you go to the website at www.electricallanguage.co.uk, there you'll find ways and means of getting in touch with me. I'd love to hear from you. And yeah, it's last song time, isn't it, Melinda?
Yes, it's gonna be the last song, and it's called Auto Engineers, and I fear that similarity that you mentioned before, that it resembles to something, but I don't know what. I just consider that it sounds like if Beth Orton were played together with Dawn Landes. I just described this song on that way. And
sorry, I was just going to say it. You know, as people hear when we play it in a moment, there's something of the American folky tradition to it, of, you know, songs about railway trains, and with that kind of rhythm through it. So you know, that it's in a well-respected you know, tradition of Americana songs. But anyway, sorry, I interrupted you, Melinda.
And I like trains too. That's why I picked this song. And Auto Engineers is a standout from Snowdrift's album. It's called Snowdrift. It's the debut album of the band. They are from Washington in the United States of America. And
is that Washington D.C., the capital city, or
Washington
or D.C.?
Yes, the capital city. And Snowdrift's music is kind of down tempo and trip hop music, just like Portishead or Massive Attack. And this song is different from the others.
Yeah, and I know that you, well, I know that you like that Portishead, Massive Attack type of music a great deal. And also, you and I have had a number of sort of email conversations over recent months about other musicians of, you know, one might say an Americana type style or American folk style. You quite liked, you said you quite liked the Chris Pureka that I played last time. And do you remember I stumbled across a band called Snake Farm that you also like the sound of?
You know, and this reminds me of Downlanders, but unfortunately it isn't positive.
Right.
I just get a CD bundle by Downlanders, and I am very happy about it. Mm. Very good music. Check out Downlanders if you have time.
Yes, I will do. I know it's a name you've mentioned to me in the past, and I need to do that. Right, well, I think we'll play it in a moment. It's been fantastic talking to you, and I'm really grateful to you for your work in finding and helping put together this podcast. It certainly makes things a lot easier for me. And as you know, I'm always grateful when you send me a song or two as a recommendation to go into electrical language. So please keep up the good work. As I say, I'm really grateful.
I will. Right. I definitely will. And podcasting is a passion, I think. I'm in love with it.
Good. Good. That's always very, very gratifying for someone like me, sitting at home talking into my microphone in my computer and wondering what people's reactions are. It's always nice to get some feedback. Anyway, would you like to introduce our final song, please?
The final song is called Auto Engineers by Snowdrift. It's a folk American song, and just enjoy the train noises in the train rhythm in the song. Thank you.
that's it. That's the end of Electrical Language number 208. All the songs you've heard today have been chosen by Melinda, my co-host. And Melinda, would you like to just run through the names of the artists who very kindly agreed to provide their music for this podcast?
They are Like You Be, Alexis and Alexander, Helena Arlock, Kum, Jared Funari, Yasia, Nancy Maguire, Nierica, and Snowdrift.
And thanks to all of them. And of course, thank you so much, Melinda, for finding the music and for co-presenting this podcast with me. That's it. Thank you, everybody, for downloading, and thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Thanks. Bye.